Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original and honest tell-it-like-it-is all-sports radio station. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Come see The Ticket broadcast live from 10 a.m. to noon tomorrow from Eclipse Sports and Rehabilitation Clinic in Waxahachie. Free health screenings, food trucks, and a special meet and greet with Ranger great Colby Lewis and Rangers captain. Drawings for the Rangers Red Sox tickets and more located off I-35 and 287. Check them out at EclipseClinic.com.
All right, thank you, EA. We are live at Choctaw Casino and Resort, where The Ticket has been pretty much all day long, having a good time up here at the league, watching March Madness, eating food, drinking drinks, throwing a little money down on the tables, you know, all the good stuff. They got Charlie Crockett playing here later on tonight at their concert venue, which a lot of folks are going to around here, it looks like. Yes, sir. So come on out and do the Choctaw thing, man. It's an hour away from Dallas. It is. You get up here in no time flat, and it's an absolute blast. Okay. So Friday fun time, and as you listen to that intro and say, hey, I know you don't smoke weed. Well, if you were listening earlier today, I think you probably would have been pretty convinced that we were smoking weed, or at least eating edibles and or something, so taking shots, something.
Yeah, we were a little giddy.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened at the beginning of the show.
I don't know either.
But it was very, very ridiculous, and it all centered around a conversation between St. Mary's College and Mount St. Mary's, because they were playing at the same time in the NCAA tournament. They weren't playing each other, but they were playing at the same time.
Weird.
That would be weird. And we got kind of confused on multiple things, and we thought, if it sounded like we were smoking pot, let's really make it sound like we were smoking pot.
Our 25-year-olds better at their sport than 18-year-olds?
Pretty much. Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Is it bad that
and
my,
by the way, 18 to 15, also yes.
Is it bad that my championship game is St. Mary's against Mount St. Mary's?
He just wanted Mary, and yeah, it's the Norm National Championship. You just have a Mary in there somewhere.
Rest in peace to Dave's bracket.
Mount St. Mary.
It is really throwing people off, though, that Mount St. Mary's and St. Mary's are playing at the exact same time.
Where is Mount
One
Saint
screen
Mary's?
Apart. One of them's in Maryland, I want to say. Please don't ask me which is which, because I'm pretty sure Liberty had, I want to say, Mount St. Mary's,
yeah,
on our schedule.
So regular St. Mary's is California, though, right?
Right?
I'll take your word for it.
Dude, I do not know.
This is a... Which one are you searching?
I'm going to do regular St. Mary's.
Okay. All right, I will look for Mount St. Okay, Maryland. This is the one Liberty would play. Emmitsburg, Maryland.
I'm a little bit off. It is in Notre Dame, Indiana.
Huh. Oh,
so that's the...
That's the girls' part of Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Once upon a time?
I think I should have known that. I think my neighbor went there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She did.
Okay.
My neighbor who constantly talks Notre Dame with me on every dog walk.
She couldn't get in? What year did they bring the ladies over? About the same time as A&M?
I do not know. When did A&M do it? In the 70s?
Mid-60s, I want to say.
Okay.
Are they the lady leprechauns?
God, what a sword fight
Notre Dame
must have been back then. I mean,
Notre Dame admitted undergraduate women in 1972.
Okay. Before that, it was just dudes and goats.
We're talking Notre Dame. Are you doing your Aggie jokes for Notre Dame?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well?
Yeah, I was doing my Aggie joke series.
It fits for anyone, for all occasions.
The entire break we were quoting Idiocracy because Bob ordered a water from one of the servers here at the sports bar at the league, and he wasn't sure because she just walked away. He wasn't sure if she actually heard him, and it was taking a minute. And so Corby said, well, maybe she went to go get the water out of the toilet.
Which is a weird thing to say.
And then so he started quoting Idiocracy. And it just made us dumb by osmosis.
I don't know. We might have already been there, to be honest.
Toilet water?
Water like from the toilet?
Oh my God.
So anyway. Grand Canyon's now playing.
I promise we're not high. Promise.
Yeah, we didn't stop at the dispensary on 35 as soon as we crossed the border.
All right. So here's what we'll do.
So does okay, everybody that plays for Grand Canyon, are they like online? Like, do they have online basketball practice?
MC. Nope.
This show can't be real.
Like, you don't even have to slow it down.
Have you not ever seen the commercials for Grand Canyon?
Yes, we've all seen it. They don't have online basketball practice.
Like, they just show up for games.
Oh my God! I haven't seen you.
Oh
pretend they're good enough to be in the tournament.
Yeah. How do they develop chemistry? I don't know.
Who can say? All right, up next.
God.
We're going to get serious about sports.
No, we're not.
How would online basketball practice even work?
I don't know. They all have iPads.
Oh, my gosh.
God, we're so dumb. The dumbest people of all time. Of all time.
Wow.
All right.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed.